Dr. Fraser, good morning.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hello. So, Jamie, I think the obvious question to start with is, what exactly will be the game-changing thing in the exhibit?
As you say, everyone knows King Tut. And I think the game-changer here is the fact that pretty much everything that's coming out is exclusively from his tomb. I mean, more than 150 objects. And that's pretty special because the Egyptian government doesn't let these things out of Egypt very often. And the reason why they're doing it at the moment is because they're actually refurbishing a new museum in Cairo. So while the construction's taking place, there's an opportunity for some of this stuff to tour internationally. And it's a game changer because it's not going to leave Egypt, you know, for the foreseeable future, if ever again. So it's really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
That sounds quite exciting. Now, it's predicted that the exhibit will see up to 800,000 visitors in 6 months. Why do you think people are so enamoured with King Tutankhamun?
Yeah, it's really quite remarkable, isn't it, that someone who lived, you know, over 3,000 years ago has just captured the imagination of us today. I think, well, partly it's that moment of discovery, I guess, and that we can all look through Howard Carter's eyes, Howard Carter being the archaeologist who discovered the tomb intact, and feel that same kind of thrill that he did when he peered through the unrobbed entranceway into this chamber full of what he called as wonderful things. And I think Tutankhamun, more than anyone, can give you that opportunity to feel what it would have been like to have been in this wonderful archaeologist's shoes. But also, I mean, let's face it, we all like a bit of bling. And really, as bling goes, nothing gets better than King Tutankhamun's tomb. The objects that were found in there are just simply extraordinary.
I do like mummy bling. Now, what kind of archaeological and ancient Egyptian exhibits do we already have here in Sydney?
Well, I'm really lucky because I work at the Nicholson Museum in the University of Sydney, and I love my job because we've got the largest collection of ancient antiquities from Egypt and the Middle East and Greece and Rome, anywhere in Australia. So we're actually doing our own mummy project at the moment. We've got three complete mummies in our collection, which we've just done some CT scanning on, and some coffins. But we've also got a coffin in our collection for a lady called Menethetes. And we opened the lid of this coffin about a year ago now, expecting it to be empty. And actually, it contained the remains of a mummy. It was quite astonishing. The mummy wasn't complete. It had been torn apart by tomb robbers. But I mean, we lifted the lid, and I mean, the whole room just fell quiet because we saw this just remarkable mixture of bandages and bones and beads. And so we've been doing some really interesting research on that, all leading to a dedicated mummy room here on the University of Sydney. So Australia's got a pretty good collection of Egyptian archaeology already.
Right, yeah, I'd assume people are definitely probably keen to get their hands on some mummy bling. Jamie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, no worries, my pleasure.